start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM mini. Yeah.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Safety FM Mini. Hopefully everything is going good and grand in your neck of the woods, because that's always the important part, so let's not lie about that. So today's conversation, wanted to actually speak about some things that I have been thinking about quite a bit as of late. And I want to know how you are doing. Like, what are you doing right now during this interesting time to take care of yourself? What are you doing right now to be able to move forward? I know it's the holiday season, but normally during this time, you spend time with your friends and family and so on. But what are you doing to take care of yourself mentally if you're unable to do so? If you're unable to hang out with the fam, what are you doing right now? There is such a wide concern about what is going on inside of our current environment. And let's be realistic, this year has been different than any other year you more than likely have ever lived with everything that is going on. And I know last week we had a conversation about suicide and depression. But I think that we almost need to take a look at ourselves from time to time and see exactly what is going on with the state of our mental health. I will tell you, there's been plenty of people that have reached out to me about last week's episode about the discussion of mental health. But I take a look at this and I go forward and I say, we really need to have these discussions more and more. And yes, I know that we talk about safety for the most part on the station and on the individual shows, but we tend to forget from time to time how important psychological safety is. Let's be realistic. You have a stressful job. You have a job that is extremely difficult. You have a job where you might not be the most favorite person inside of the organization. But we can't talk about that. Some of us look at it as a sign of weakness if we do. But it's not. These are the things that we should be talking about. This is where the stigma needs to be removed. We should be able to have the open and honest conversation. We should be able to go out there and say what some of our pain points are. You don't have to bottle all of that up. You don't have to turn around and not have the discussion. Now listen, I know this is not an easy conversation. And I know that most people will be like, no way I'm going to talk about that. But that's where it needs to change. If you are struggling with this, this is part of the conversation that needs to happen. Now I will tell you that a very close friend of mine recently reached out to me and asked me if I was struggling. because I've been speaking so much about this on the shows. And I will have to say, to some extent, I will say yes, this year has been so different even for me. And I take a look at this, and I'm willing to have these conversations. And I do talk to professionals about this. And that's my option to do that. And I know some people will have a hard time saying, how can you dare say this to the public? Because I'm okay with that. And that's what we need to look to. That's the things that we need to look at. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of things that are happening right now in real time. Remember, help is out there. You have to be willing to move forward with it. That's the portion there. And some people will be hesitant towards that. If you take the stigma away, it becomes a different part of the conversation. The other portion that you need to think about is, do not let this define you. Yes, there are struggles, but do not let it define you. What I would love for you to do today is to take a look at my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. If you need to feel inspired, go to TWLOHA. TWLOHA.com. I want you to be aware, this is a resource of information dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. This is not a paid advertisement. This is not a sponsorship. This is something that I would love for you to take a look at, because I think that the information and the resources they have available are so important. I'm not asking you to call a phone number. I'm not asking you to go into a chat box. I'm just asking you to look at some of these resources. I think it's so important, the part that you play in this life. And it's something that we need to continue to talk about. The things that you do, no one else can do. And some people kind of chuckle when I say that. But it's not a chuckling matter. It's serious. Think about it. You're here and you are developed and you have done things to do something to benefit the planet. Yeah, everybody does, to benefit the planet. The yin and the yang, take it to that however you want. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. I will tell you, I care for you more than I will ever be able to put into words. I appreciate everything that you do day in and day out. Please, 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 go to the website To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. Just read some of the resources that are there if you are struggling at this time. And if you turn around and you say, I am not struggling, think about the information that you can learn that may, and I said may, assist others based on your knowledge base. Anyways, thank you for the time this afternoon or this morning, depending on when you're taking a listen to us. We'll be back in no time flat with another episode of the Jay Allen Show, even though we're on the version of the Safety FM Mini. Speak soon.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.